I don't understand why issues around industrialization, beneficiation, and even discussing the regional indicative strategic plan, I don't know why issues of that nature would require an extraordinary summit. Be that as it may, the summit is coming, and they are saying that they would want to discuss the issues that a developmental nature, infrastructural development and related aspects. But I would imagine that given the serious nature of the political crisis that we seem to be seeing in the region, it would have made a little more sense for them to also incorporate an agenda that deals with the deteriorating human rights and governance situation as signified by what has been happening in South Africa, the xenophobic attacks.
But in deploying the army, for example, in the so-called hotspots, is South Africa not addressing this issue? And could this be the reason why SADC has decided to probably shelve it for now?
So in as much as South Africa is dealing with the matter because it is happening within their territory, it is important for this issue to be classified as a SADC and as an African challenge and problem, and these leaders get open and they tackle the bull by its horns. It's important to have a multi-pronged approach to dealing with this case.